Hey guys, Michael Hyatt here. Welcome to episode 4 of The Double Win, a private podcast for Business Accelerator clients. Now, as you may have heard me say in our last coaching intensive here in Franklin, my business grew by 62% last year, and that's the good news. The bad news is I now get to work through a whole new set of problems, problems I didn't face last year. And this is where many entrepreneurs and business leaders get stuck. Let me explain. The key to rapid growth is innovation. You develop a new product offering, marketing strategy, or operational breakthrough. And as a result, your business scales rapidly. And this happened to us last year. We introduced and ramped up the Business Accelerator program, and we dialed in the marketing strategy for our planner business. Well, these innovations didn't just happen. They resulted from making time for deliberate thinking, not just by me, but by my teammates as well. And this is where it's easy to get derailed. When you grow rapidly, you outstrip your capacity or your resources, especially time. And if you're not careful, you slip into reactive mode. And when that happens, the time you previously dedicated to thinking, it evaporates. If you're going to scale in a way that is sustainable, quarter after quarter, year over year, you've got to stay mentally fit. Now, FIT is an acronym that I developed that stands for Frequent, Focused, Intentional Thinking, F-F-I-T, Frequent, Focused, Intentional Thinking. So let me just unpack that. Frequent, the faster you're growing, the more time you must dedicate to thinking. Now, this is easier if you make it a regular habit or bake it into some ritual that you've already established. Focused, solving complex problems is, to borrow a phrase from Cal Newport, deep work. And this requires single-minded focus, which you achieve by dedicating an entire session or a block of time to solving a single problem. Intentional. A certain amount of thinking happens unintentionally while we're at the gym or on a commute or even in the shower. But the thinking that solves the kind of thorny problems I'm talking about or creates groundbreaking solutions doesn't just happen by accident. It has to be done deliberately. And then thinking. One problem among many with the hustle fallacy is that it lures you into believing that doing is the key to progress. And certainly, doing is important, and I don't want to, you know, underestimate that. But the more your business grows or the more you advance in your career, the more important thinking becomes to your success. Solutions well conceived are solutions half achieved. So, how do you stay fit? F-F-I-T. So, I used to think that I could do this by scheduling think time. In fact, I tried it several times. For the past year, Jim scheduled a two-hour block on Friday afternoon for me to engage in thinking kind of work. Now, I have a few friends who swear by this methodology, and it reportedly works well for top executives like AOL's Tim Armstrong and Jeff Weiner of LinkedIn, but it didn't work so well for me. So you got to hack around till you find something that works. The reason is that it was too easy to cancel or push the appointment to the next week. It was a classic case of the tyranny of the urgent, where urgent tasks take precedence over important ones. Well, recently, I incorporated my think time into my morning ritual, and that ensures that my thought work is frequent. And I do this in two parts. First, I focus on outside input, and this is the focus part. This starts my thinking in a particular direction. You can't draw water out of an empty well, right? Well, this is the value of reading or listening to podcasts and attending conferences. You need a source of outside information to stimulate your thinking. I do this at the gym. That's what works for me. While I'm physically working out, I'm also mentally working out. I listen to audiobooks. I listen to podcasts. And often I stop the recording to just ponder what I've heard. And sometimes it triggers a new framework or an insight into a problem that I'm trying to solve. Regardless, it gives me a solid 30 to 50 minutes of exposure to new ideas. Second, I write for 1 hour. Now, this is the intentional aspect of my thought work. I do this 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and nothing focuses my thinking like writing. As the saying goes, thoughts disentangle themselves, passing over the lips and through pencil tips. Now, there are a couple of advantages of doing this after my workout. For starters, I've just stimulated my brain by exposing it to new ideas. And I typically leave the gym with two or three new ideas. And in addition, because I've increased the blood flow to my brain, I've put myself in the best possible condition for creative thinking. Researchers have found that exercise facilitates information processing and memory functions, releases hormones that help your brain cells grow, and helps make new neuron connections. So, all good. This practice gives me a chance to solve my biggest problems and come up with my next innovations. And as a content creator, and I know that not all of you are, but as a content creator, it gives me the opportunity to develop additional ideas and products. Now, this may seem like a lot of time to dedicate to thinking, and it is, but I'm not alone in my view on this. Warren Buffett said, quote, "I insist on a lot of time being spent almost every day to just sit and think." He added, "I do it because I like this kind of life." Well, I do it too because it's essential for me if I'm going to keep growing. Also, since adding this practice to my morning ritual, it seems almost effortless. This is the value of habits and rituals. So here's my question for you this morning. What would it make possible for your business if you practiced frequent, focused, intentional thought? Maybe you could try my routine or something similar, adapt it to you, but why not experiment with it for a week or two? If it doesn't work, hey, you can try something else. Either way, you'll be one step closer to staying mentally fit. Now, if you found this episode valuable, or if you've got additional questions, let me know inside our online community at Mighty Networks. If you've got a question you want me to answer here on The Double Win, please leave me a voicemail inside the Anchor app. And if you haven't done that yet, you can find links to the iPhone app and the Android app at anchor.fm. Until next time, keep pursuing the double win. It's not either or. You really can win at work and succeed at life.